Good evening. Thank you. Yesterday we noted that the way we pronounce our name is incredibly important. It's only three letters long, but we have to emphasize each and every one. We can't skip the Aleph, we can't swallow the Nun. Amen, to be empathetic and say that I'm with you, we need to speak each word from each letter from beginning to end. And now there's an extra layer. This is part of Halacha Yud as well. Gam yizare ma'od. You should be very careful. Shelo ya'ana amen. One should not say amen. Kodem shi'isayim ha'varech kol ha'bracha. Until the person's finished the entire bracha. Now, why should you wait until the end of the bracha? If you want to show your enthusiasm, want to show you're eager, you're keen, you're committed, you should hear they started. They hear then amen. Why
say
should
it
be
before the bracha?
You should exactly. So why do you have to wait to the end? Of course, there's the logistical reason hinted at by that extreme scenario, which is you're not responding to anything if you don't do it at the right time. And potentially, it's also technically, you're going to muffle the word. The whole point is saying it clearly, and if they're in the middle of finishing, you say, amen, it's a mess. And the truth is, this actually happens a lot in shuls. Often when you have beautiful chazanos of people singing or davening, sometimes the end of the bracha will be, Hamvrak demo Yisrael b'shalom. And then 14 people said amen already, and some people have an issue with that. I try not to fuss about the small things in life. Say again.
And everybody sings amen. So what about that one?
Well, if you're saying it after they finish, that's okay.
Well, usually they say it with the chazan.
Oh, if he's saying amen as well, that's also okay. We'll get to tomorrow or the next day or some other day about saying amen to your own brachas. We'll get to that. And Kaddish is kind of its own animal. But it strikes me there's actually another couple very brief things. An ethic to why you should wait till they finish the bracha. Not just so it's not muffled, but there's a two dual ethic. One internal, the other external. Meaning, if you are going to show empathy with someone, I'm with you, I support you, I think, and the psychologists in the room can agree or disagree, it makes sense to hear the person out first. If someone's telling you something and I speak, I confess from experience, if somebody wants a favor or something and you know where they're going, the instinct is to say, yeah, yeah, I got it. Okay, I'm done. Stop talking. I know what you want. But actually, if you want to show empathy, not just take an instruction, hear what they got to say. Because sometimes when people are looking for a favor, they're also looking for the attention and the care. And part of that is hearing out what they got to say. So that's the first thing. That's the external ethic. But also there's an internal ethic to finish what somebody's saying before you agree and empathize and stand with them. It makes sense to know what you're agreeing to. I'm sure many of us saw a headline today. I don't know which team, which sport, some guy posted something and then went on and apologized about it because it was anti-Semitic. What sport was it?
Football.
American football.
Yes.
And what team was it?
Philadelphia
Eagles. Oh, those Eagles. Right. And he then posted something yesterday which was quite typically anti-Semitic. And today said, I get a lot of things tweeted at me. It looked like I agreed with it, so I tweeted it out. And then I realized someone told me, I read it, I took it down. I'm very sorry. Of course, it's horrible. Da, 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 da. Whether you believe him or not, it's a separate question. But if he is being sincere, it just accentuates the point. Don't just tweet things out. Don't just consign on to things if you don't know what they say. Be very careful that when you're saying amen to something, let the person finish, because who knows where they're going to end up, and then you agree to it. Which is why also when you write checks, you put a little line after the number so nobody adds extra things and then takes more money out of your account than you intended. Wait till something's finished, until you sign and agree, and that's why we wait for them to finish. Say amen. We'll have more tomorrow night.